House Bill 1300, an act to create an Office of Agricultural Policy.
House Bill 1300, having had second readings of a final consideration, are there any remarks? Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. House Bill 1300 would establish the Ag Policy Office within the Department of Agriculture. It's something that isn't new to this body. We've heard discussions about it for the past month. The governor mentioned it in his state address, and it's been discussed since. I think we all know the issue and why it is here and what it would do. I think that this bill is important, and it's important that we bring this in the form of a legislative a procedure here to offer either our support for or against this office. I think it's important that it can be an important statement that we can make as a legislative body as far as the future of our state and the support and development of this office and of our greatest industry within this state. I won't speak very long on it, but I would appreciate your support and consideration. I think it's definitely, we've had motions, concerns within the state that we've all dealt with in last year, this year, 2 years ago, whenever, and a lot of things I think we would agree that we try to address things on the state level, and we really need to put a bigger focus on the federal level and beyond. As we live, especially in the agricultural industry, we're in such an international market nowadays, and a lot of things we just cannot control just within the walls of South Dakota. This office would be a huge step and a huge forceful impact from South Dakota to the real heart of these issues, and we could really get some addressing of these issues in the proper form, so at the proper place. I would definitely appreciate your support on House Bill 1300.
Further remarks, House Bill 1300. Hearing Representative Fisher Clemens.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for the sponsor.
State your question.
I am just somewhat concerned about why we need to create another office. What is the current position of the Department of Ag now? Why can they not do this currently?
Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and Representative Fisher Clemens. I don't know that fully I can answer your question as it is today. I would say that I think a lot of the focus is that we haven't given specific direction to work on the federal issue or on these specific issues on ag policy and advocacy. I think our focus has been with our Department of Agriculture to work on agricultural issues within the state, and this would give a strong legislative directive to work on those issues on a higher level.
Representative Fisher Clemens, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Representative Jaspers, for that answer. I guess my comments on this would be, why don't we just give our own Department of Ag the direction to do this? Require them to work on it. We have the staff, we have the people. They have the knowledge of what's going on in the state now, and I'm confident they have the knowledge of what's going on federally. We just need to give them the direction, if that's what it takes to do this, to rather than create another entity within the government to do something that we already have a body to do. Therefore, I would ask that we oppose this on the grounds that we already have this available to us right now. If all it takes is direction, let's give them the direction on what they need to do.
Representative Wetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to point out that there are some issues that cross not only affect the Secretary or the Department of Agriculture, but also Game Fish and Parks, and also the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. And the idea behind this Office of Ag Policy is to consolidate the research behind those technical issues that those basically regulatory bodies do not deal with on a regular basis. So I'd encourage you to vote yes on this.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question for the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1300. All those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote.
Representatives Davis and Elmer Dietrich. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 55, nays 13, absent 1, excused 1.
House Bill 1300, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.